Hey everyone, welcome to our end of the year handshake mastermind Twitter space. Can everybody hear me? Please hit the heart button, heart icon if you can. Thank you. All right. So let's wait for Mike to come on stage again.
And do you hear me? That's why I'm glad I'm not hosting, because I'd rather do this than end the whole space. Can you hear me? Maybe put a heart if you can hear me. Okay, I see one heart, two hearts, three, four, five, six. Okay, great. That's a good tactic. Thanks, Anne. I wish, Anne, you shouldn't be so shy. You should speak. I don't try to share this stage as much as we can. There is no centralized group that organizes these handshake things, but we try to do these every month. It's a Twitter Spaces. We call it the handshake.mastermind, so that hopefully Unstoppable doesn't copy a dot mastermind and says that they were first. So, we try to use our TLDs. I recommend everybody try to use their TLDs. But we have a few things to cover. Honestly, I'm pretty excited. I spoke on Twitter Space a couple of days ago with Stephen Mackey and Bitmain and Antpool, and I love it because they just found a handshake on their own. There was no like private company or team that like did business development and outreach. They found it on their own. We'll speak about that first today. I believe Matt Zipkin will be coming up and sharing, but he did ask me to also add to the agenda discussion about the reserve names decision, consensus of what the community wants to do about extending the names after 4 years or not. That'll be a topic. Also, I think we could share a little bit about name bases updates, HNS ID. There's some updates they did finally. They have the minimum bid requirement. I know a lot of people don't like that. Those like one HNS bids or offers. And the other was some giveaways in the community. I just participated in Alex's dot reach giveaway. If others have giveaways, we'd love to promote people here, what they're building, what they're selling, as long as it's relevant to HNS. So those are four topics I have. And then another one I just thought of is the dot stars. I don't know if people hear, I got a dot stars from the Stargaze or the Cosmos ecosystem, and they're using their Handshake TLD, or got the Handshake TLD, so it's pretty exciting. I think maybe we can squeeze that at the end. So those are the topics I have, but please, we welcome anyone to raise their hand and to come on stage. I don't want to be the guru dude trying to just keep this up just to share things, but I would love others to come up on stage and share, or we could do that throughout this Twitter space. But first, I think I'll speak about the Bitmain. We did invite them to come today to share, but I could speak on it was a recorded Twitter space less than 2 days ago. And then I'll share my story of how it happened, or at least how it happened to me. Somebody, I think it was Rithik, told them, I think that a Bitmain team was trying to get through to the Handshake, I don't know, team. They were like saying they want to do a Twitter space. And I think Rithvik maybe somehow talked to them on Telegram. Rithvik's amazing developer, contributor in our community. And I think he says, talk to Mike. So then Bitmain DM me on Telegram. And, I think a lot of you know about scammers on Telegram. I was like, is this a scam? somebody DMing me on Twitter about an HNS miner, but that was only like 2 or 3 weeks ago, maybe. And then they were saying, can we do a Zoom call? So because they could do a call, I thought they were maybe they really were Bitmain and this wasn't a scam. So I did a Zoom call with the Bitmain team, and there was like four or five people from Bitmain on the call. I was there. And then they said, oh, are you the Handshake community? And I'm like, yeah, I'm a director of Handshake. I'm just an enthusiast that found out about it a couple of years ago. So they're like, oh, this is so decentralized. We can't even know who to contact, or there's no team to talk to. I was like, yeah, not really. I mean, I do a Twitter space every month like this, and we have some auctions. We try to organize HandyCon. We have Sky Include YouTube. But I mean, yeah, I don't, I'm not. I mean, I guess we all represent Handshake. Okay, Matt's here. Great. So the story was they were just so amazed how decentralized, but they also felt like kind of bad. Yeah, like not bad, but you know, I think it's pretty clear they're mostly a Chinese. A lot of the mining manufacturing is in China, so you know, they were mostly a Chinese people or Asian people. I'm not sure. So you know, their English was okay, but good. But they were just saying, oh, there's no marketing for Handshake. What about the, you know, how do you finance things? And I said, oh, there's some kind of like, there's some foundations, but you know, they don't really. You know, anybody can set up a foundation, and you know, there's no team. Of course, there's name base, but basically, they said the story that they said was, I'm just seeing some DMs here, but they said, oh, you know, we were looking for a naming domain name solution on POW, a proof of work. You know, since Ethereum moved to proof of stake. Maybe Bitmain, I'm not totally sure. Maybe they were mining on Ethereum, and I think they're not happy with the move to proof of staking. I mean, that's my own assessment, of course, because they're miners and manufacturers of mining machines. So I think maybe since that move to proof of stake of Ethereum, they were looking for a domain solution that's still on proof of work. You know, they said ENS used to be what we would maybe support or use, but because they moved to proof of stake, we're looking for proof of work, and they researched and found Handshake on their own. And I thought that was pretty amazing, you know? They just found it, you know? It's unfortunately, our coin is not doing well like most coins, but yeah, I mean, obviously I'm still here, you're all still here, but it reminded me, you know, they couldn't find another, I mean, is there another proof of work domain name solution? Maybe there is, but they picked Handshake on their own. And they didn't tell me how long they were developing it, but you know, they made this miner, and then they asked, you know, I said, oh, I'd love to help promote, you know, you don't gotta, maybe I should ask for sponsors or payments, but we just helped them. Then we just made a small Telegram group, excuse me, actually, people here want to join it, although it's not so active now because they launched. But we basically started inviting people into this Telegram group. You know, Steve Mackey joined, others joined. And then they just picked a date for a Twitter space. You know, they asked us for photos. They put us on a poster last week, promoted it last week. And then we had the Twitter space. And then they released their miner, and they sold out, they said, in like less than a minute. So I know a lot of people ask how many did they sell or did they issue? I don't know either. But that's basically the story of Bitmain. And there's also Antpool. And Antpool is going to be a pool. I guess they work together or closely. So there'll be a new pool coming onto Handshake Mining. And I think everybody here should be happy. You know, after the Twitter space, some people in the community called me and they were so excited. I think it's just, honestly, I think it's so bullish for Handshake because, you know, there's a lot of the haters, you know, I don't think I even need to name them by name, but basically our other solutions to Web3 domain names. And one of their biggest things they like to pick on is the centralization and mining problem that we have. I will say I never cover things up. Yeah, I mean, it is an issue right now. We need more hash, you know, I'm not even technical enough to understand it, but we need more people mining. We need more, so it's just like a perfect, what's that? It's like law of attraction, or it's just like, you know, you think something and it comes, and Bitmain just came. Nobody asked them to come. And that's the beautiful thing about Handshake to me. You know, there's not like some kind of team, salary team, or there's some foundation that's like, they have to go onto Telegram, right? They couldn't even contact us. I think they're trying to find us on Telegram. They didn't even know who to talk to. That's what I personally love about Handshake. So that's my story of Bitmain and Antpool. And, you know, I think they're shipping this month, and hopefully people will be receiving it in January, and the pool will go live, and there'll be more more options, more decentralization in the mining of Handshake. And I think we should all be proud as a community of this milestone. And it just shows you that while it's hard, It's not easy, you know. I mean, I see some arguments in various Telegram groups. You know, to have a real decentralized community, I mean, that's why I guess most of these other solutions or other blockchains have teams and foundations, because it is hard to have a truly decentralized community. Like, I'm just doing this Twitter space. Anybody here can do a Twitter space. Anybody can talk to Bitmain. Anybody can, you know, do anything. There's no totally permissionless in Handshake. And I think Bitmain liked that, honestly. So that's, I don't know if there's questions or points on that one, but that's kind of the first topic that I thought would be fun to share. Of course, check out, you can listen to the recording, Steve Mackey and I, and there was a few from Antpool and Bitmain on the release of their miner. But I think that's going to be a long-term support for Handshake. And I'm really excited to see that help with the decentralizing the mining, because I know that's always a critical thing that our competitors or our alternative naming solution pick on Handshake is that. So this is definitely going to, I believe, improve that a lot. And so that's my point on Bitmain or Antpool. I don't know, people can raise hands. I'm welcoming anyone else here to come up, but just my agenda is that one. And if not, I'll move to topic two. Seems like, or you could put like a, maybe do that emoji reaction. Okay, I'll move to topic two. And of course, please raise your hands. I mean, welcome everybody here. We want this to be open forum. And the second topic is the reserve name extension. Zipkin just sent me a telegram. He might not be able to make it after all. I was hoping he could help present this, but we're basically looking for consensus in our blockchain. But do we extend the reserve names? Do we extend the, you know, in 4 years from mainnet, which was March 2020, so March 2024, do we let the reserve names expire, those that didn't claim their names? Do we let those go into auction? And, you know, of course, like Google, Yahoo, I don't think they've claimed their TLDs. So do we let people, even .com, I believe. But basically the discussion is, do we extend this or not, is the point that Matt Zipkin asked me to mention today, to try to get some pulse of the community. In my opinion, I think we should extend it. You know, unfortunately, I wish we could say Google claimed their name and landclaim.com, and I wish I could say that, but they're not. And as much as we're trying to scream, I know a lot of you here, we're trying to spread the good word about Handshake. I think we should extend. I mean, I think people said another 4 years. I'm pretty sure I saw like people saying that. So I don't know if, okay, great. There's a G requested. And can you help approve? I'm just scared of crash my app if I touch buttons, because it crashed already. I'll approve. Hi G. How are you? If you okay, another request.
I generally approve. I mean, I think it's a good idea to extend, but like from a kind of a game theory kind of perspective, it might be good to wait till kind of like the last minute and maybe try to get a few more people to claim, just, you know, saying, hey, you know, your name might get, and this is a small group in here, so we can kind of share these kinds of things, but just say like, hey, you know, your name, like, you know, especially like the crypto ones, like .Kraken or .Binance or like these types of things, and just say like, hey, you know, your names might become available for auction and you don't want that. And so, and just kind of encourage some of these crypto folks to, you know, claim their name before the expiration, and kind of use that as a selling point.
That's a good strategy. I mean, I just think the problem with, I love the, like, we, I agree. I think a lot of people will come in last minute and there'll be this huge push, but the problem is we couldn't make a quick change in the blockchain. Like, so it would really expire. Like, we couldn't use that as like a FOMO and then extend if they really didn't do it. I think it
takes... Do you know if this is a hard fork or a soft fork? Does anybody know?
It will be a soft fork.
It's a soft fork?
Yeah. So definitely there are like so many junk names which we don't need. Like, they can definitely go away for auction. But they are like TLDs. I don't think we should ever auction those I can TLDs. There will be like lots of legal problems. Like, don't ever think about like auction.com. I don't think we should ever auction.com. What do you guys think about it?
I mean, I think it I think, I don't know. I think never is a big, it's a big word. I think.
Yeah. Still like plus 4 years, what Zipkin has proposed, like extend this thing as of now. We will think about like those things like after 4 years, but definitely we should not auction those things in this block. Like,
yeah. I mean, I think it's pretty clear in a community to extend the names. I know there's some mixed feelings about the other parts, but I think the extending the reserve names is for sure a consensus. You know, that's a tricky part with Handshake. There's no like voting, like in a, you know, there's no like real way to vote. It's just we have to collect feedback, you know, and see what people are feeling. But I feel that it should be extended. But I mean, I can see if ICANN really starts to conflict and not try to, at least for some of our active TLDs like in Handshake that are commercially used and sold, and they start to do collisions, I mean, I could see in maybe 8, 10, 8, 12 years, why not go back and collide with them? Then this is my thought. But yeah, I think for right now, extending another 4 years makes sense. To also show that we respect, we don't want to have all these collisions and issues. So
yeah, we should avoid those collisions like at every cost. Like try to avoid it as far as possible.
Yep. Okay, maybe that's enough for this point. I mean, I think I don't see anybody saying I've never really seen people say no, we should just. But I guess the question, I agree with you, is do we let some expire and some not? I don't think we can do that. Can we say those, like, I agree with you, there's some kind of crap TL, not crap LX 100K that maybe will never even be claimed, or some people get them expired. Like, I don't know if we can split it or not.
Yeah, Zipkin had a proposal like that, like let go some and leave some. So if he can like let go some and leave some, then he can definitely make those changes like based on numbers. I think so. I'm not a developer.
Yeah, I think we're on the same page here. Okay. I mean, this is recorded and I'm sure he'll tune in. Wish you could be here with us, but I think that's kind of what I've been also hearing in community even before this call, but I think we extend. But I do like G's idea to use that last minute. I wonder, maybe can we reduce the payout, or we can't do that? You know, reduce the amount they would get.
Yeah, the payout should go away. Definitely. It should.
So that could be an incentive for them to do it within the first 4 years is they...
Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, that way there is something to lose if they don't do it soon enough. Because I believe I've heard rumors of some of these pretty big ones. It's just hard. It takes a long time because they're corporate companies. I even forgot the name of the company, but it was a bigger one. And I did hear that internally they were discussing about claiming it. And they just said it takes a long time. I can agree. You know how these big companies are. They're just sometimes slow.
Yeah. That's so, what I feel like. They're like junk names that should go away. And there are like lots of names which we should not let go away. Like G was talking about Kraken, Bitfinex, the crypto names. Even they don't up you in the number. We should discuss and don't let them go away.
Yeah. Okay, so maybe I'll also try to make a summary of this, and they send it to Zipkin. But I like the idea of maybe after 4 years they don't get money and get the coins, and then that would go be burned.
Yeah, just give them like 10 coins so that they can renew, update, so that they just don't make it 500. Like if it's, I don't want to go into that, but just reduce that number.
True. I mean, I like that. So we could comment that to Zipkin. And is there any other feedback on this point? Again, people joining, we're welcome. This is open forum. You can raise your hand to speak. And unless you're a spammer, going to start saying crazy stuff, we'll allow you to speak. Just try to keep your topics within a reasonable amount of time. This is our kind of feedback. I'm getting more DMs here, but okay, I'm going to move to the next topic, which is, I am even checking. Yeah, the name base updates. And Alex is messaging me. He doesn't see the Twitter space. It would be great if he could come up. But I think there's some others here. I don't know if anybody from Namebase themselves would like to share the updates, but I've been seeing some great updates. I'm really happy to see it. So a couple of the updates I've seen is I know a lot of people are happy to have a minimum offer send on their names. So there's a lot of people that like to troll or whatever you want to call it and send like one HNS offers. I get them all the time too. And it goes to my email box and somebody wants to buy, I believe, a pretty valuable name for one HNS. So I saw that update in Namebase. Thanks for that. So you can set minimums. And there's a couple other enhancements on how you can receive offers on your names. So that's, I think, very welcomed by many in the community. So thank you for that. And the more complicated one that's not yet live is S.ID. It's a DNS name. You could look at it. It's a landing page for now, but it's talking about the DSLD system that Namebase is developing. It will be on, the big news is it will be on layer 2 Ethereum Optimism, which I'm not too familiar with, but they explain their reasoning of that decision. So the DSLDs issued by me, I'm so curious, but I believe from my understanding, you'll be able to convert your current centralized SLDs that you've bought on Namecheap. I would assume on any of the registrars that is using Namebase registry would also be able to be converted. I see a request. Okay, great. AOX, thank you, buddy. I'm really excited to hear from you directly. Okay, approving speaker.
Hey.
Hello. Michael. Hey, buddy. Okay, great, great. Yeah, it's best you say it yourself. I'd love to hear it from you.
Sure.
Appreciate what you do for the community.
Let me just go back for a second and just talk about Namebase in general. And just our plans for this year. So the minimum offer feature is just there's a few like quality of life updates we're fixing bugs, fixing annoyances. The first big feature will be a registry manager. So for those that stake TLDs, right now it's kind of a limited system. And you don't know like where your SLDs or your subdomains are selling, and you can't. Anyway, the new registry manager is a lot more full featured. It has reserved names. You can reserve names that can't be registered. It has premium names. You can set premium price for certain subdomains, and it just has a lot more information and a better interface for managing all your staked TLDs. So we have a couple people using it in beta now. And we're just kind of working with the registrars to make sure that they have the information they need to kind of support all of these Handshake TLDs. We're very separate from Namecheap. So even, working with them to make sure they're notified of when prices are changing or names are getting staked or unstaked. So they said we have a couple in beta now, and it'll roll out to everyone, I'm sure, in January. And then we have a revamp of the whole marketplace, desperately needed, badly needed, just like a new interface for searching and finding TLDs, like a lot more filters, a lot better performance, just a lot of tools to kind of help you surface the good names that you want to buy. And then another big feature is just managing your own domains that are for sale. If you happen to have like more than 100 names, the Namebase the current manager is really hard to use and breaks, and you can't do anything in bulk. And so updates to the domain manager. And we have a lot of other big ideas. We definitely want to improve the onboarding experience and the ability to bring on fiat, like to just buy HNS on Namebase. So we're looking at a couple different on-ramp providers where, you know, you could use like a debit card. You could buy with a bank transfer that's international bank transfer. So some examples would be like MoonPay or a Ramp network or Stripe. Stripe just launched theirs. So we want to make it fast and easy to be able to buy HNS and buy a domain on Namebase. The current situation with like ACH deposits and coin exchange is slow and painful, especially for new users. We have a lot of other ideas and plans, but to go back to HNS ID, we did a proposal a few months ago about decentralized SLDs on Ethereum layer 2. I think everyone's kind of familiar with Impervious Registry and ENS, a smart contract based registry. And that's basically what this is. What HNS ID is the idea is to be more of a decentralized registry for all Handshake TLDs. And it'll be a process to go from name-based control to decentralized. But the idea is that the money, it's just basically registry software. It's what we run currently. The name-based registry has all the features that we run, that we have. And our registry has even more features for pricing and can do a lot of interesting things. And it's all transparent on the blockchain. So, you know, you're not relying on Namebase to run their registry forever. What data is out there and open. And, you know, the initial proposal was to put all the fees towards like a development fund. And so initially Namebase will launch the contract and will manage kind of the bridge of what TLDs get bridged over into this registry and can sell DSLDs or NFT domains or whatever you want to call them. And hopefully at some point an automated solution could replace that. But the answer, you know, a lot of people asked about the TLDs that are staked in the Namebase registry. So the whole thing is kind of experimental. And, you know, I'll say if everything works out well, I think we would like to combine Latin all subdomains onto the on-chain registry. Gas price on Optimism is extremely cheap. Registering a domain is pennies. Yeah, like, you know, we have tests that are like, it's like 10 cents in gas. So in theory, we can have a lot of SLDs on there and we can manage them. And we can also manage transactions for people. We can like subsidize it. So if they don't want to manage their SLDs or their TLDs directly, we can manage it for them. And oh yeah, so if we the existing TLDs, in theory we could create NFTs for all of the existing SLDs with the same properties, same DNS setting, same expiration, and make them available to the owner. That may be expensive. So for example, you know, like .c has however many thousands of subdomains. If we are really going to move that whole TLD over to DSLDs, someone has to pay the gas to create all those NFTs. And right now that might only be a few dollars. And so it might be doable that we might be able to move all staked TLDs into the centralized registry and subsidize it, but I can't say for sure that we're going to be able to do that. I mean, by the time we're ready to do that, there might, you know, prices, gas might have changed. There might be so many staked TLDs. There might be so many SLDs. It's hard to say. But the one thing we won't do is we won't have a TLD be half and half. So the TLDs that are staked in the registry now, they'll either have to move over to the decentralized registry completely or stay where they're at. And yeah, worst case scenario, maybe the TLD owner has to pay the gas to migrate. Yeah.
Okay. Thanks. This is very, very helpful. So yeah, that's the whole So it has to be 100% decentralized or 100% centralized is what you, you know, I think that's probably a question many would ask, is the conversion. So like you mentioned, .c, so then they'd have to all move over, which is interesting. I'm curious how that would, maybe we're still very early stage to even know how something like that would work, but...
Yeah, from the...
But that's...
The idea is that from the registrar's perspective, like, or from the domain owner's perspective, like, say you have michael.c at Porkbun, you wouldn't know a difference. It's just that DSLD would be custodied by the namebase registry, and we would manage the on-chain bits, and you would manage it through the usual registrar interface. And so it would effectively be the same for all domains, the same as people are used to, with the one added feature that you could take self-custody of the domain and manage it directly. So, you know, if you're familiar with like a registrar and you do like a auth code, an EPP auth code, like transfer to another registrar, and it's a whole private handshaking that goes behind the scenes where they hand over responsibility for that domain, that would all be possible with a new option, which would be you take custody of the domain directly into a wallet. So you transfer it, basically you basically get the auth code, and then you can claim the domain into your wallet in on chain. Yeah. Well, that's what I'm excited about. I mean, obviously that's not something that existing registrars do now, but that's something we'll facilitate through the HNS ID, like the registry site. If you're the owner of a domain, you can come and take custody of it from the registrar, from the registry, into your own wallet, just like any auth code transfer.
All right.
Does that make sense?
Do you mind if others can ask questions, if they want to come up and ask? Is that okay for you?
Sure.
Okay, if anybody wants to request to come up. I guess my question is the rollout. Maybe it would be new. Would you more likely do current staked TLDs first, or would you more like do a fresh staked TLD to roll this out? Because it seems like it has to be all or none for the SLDs. It'll probably be easier with a new TLD.
It'll be new TLDs, and the plan is actually the first TLD will be HNS.HNS. So namebase, Namecheap owns that extension. And that'll be the first TLD that will be in available on an HNS ID, and then it'll be a new TLDs, and we'll go slowly adding them from namebase. So yeah, we figure, you know, we'll work out the kinks with that HNS, and that'll be a fun one.
Yeah, that'll be a great one. Yeah, I know. I think a lot of people see the use of that TLD. That's cool. I don't know if I missed it. But do we have a date, a target date? When, you know, when you think that would be?
I don't have a date. The contracts are done, and we need to build a lot of kind of manage around it. And we also want to get them audited. And so I think next step may be open sourcing the contracts. And yeah, I can't say for sure. I don't want to say, I don't. There's a lot to do. And honestly, like we have a lot to do with namebase. We want to get namebase itself in a little bit better shape first before we confuse things too much.
Okay. So do you mind sharing some insights about how you chose Optimism as a chain for this?
Yeah. So it's, you know, that's part of why we're going to go slow is just we don't know if it's the right choice. The things that you want from a layer two, well, I'll just say like layer two, Ethereum layer twos are, the interface is becoming so much better. So many wallets now, you know, kind of seamlessly switch between the layer twos, and you can bridge assets, and like the MoonPays and the on ramps that I talked about before, they can go straight to Optimism or any or other layer twos like Polygon. So one major thing I'll say, I mean, it's really early, so we don't know if all layer twos are kind of just early in their existence, and so nobody can know for sure. But one really positive thing we have going for Optimism is that the co-founder of Optimism is Mark Tineway, and he's been active with Handshake from very early. He actually wrote one of the first resolver that resolves ENS names for HSD. He was, I've seen him active in the very early Handshake discussions. So he's a big fan of Handshake. You can find him on Twitter somewhere. And he's co-founder of Optimism. He's still a fan of Handshake. And so we would have kind of a lot of community support, I would say, from Optimism for Handshake SLDs on Optimism. And then other than that, you know, it's as cheap as all the others, as cheap as fast. The bridging is nice. It's Optimism is a roll up, so that means that it gets all of its security from Ethereum. It's a optimistic roll up, so it accepts transactions, and then there's like a 7-day period where people can prove the transaction is false, and they get paid for it. Anyway, as opposed to like Polygon that has its own type of security, which is Optimism is entirely secured by Ethereum. And there's other layer twos like ZK Sync that are interesting as well, but they're just not mature enough. So Optimism has the right combination of like maturity, there's a Handshake tie-in, and just the user experience of using it is great. Like it's on OpenSea, it's on every wallet to your
hand. Got it. I'm gonna ask two maybe hard questions, or at least I think hard. I think some people are confused with Spaceship from Namecheap, and now we're seeing HNS.id. Is that going to be integrated, or is that two separate products?
So Spaceship is totally unrelated. Spaceship is an entirely new domain registrar, primarily ICANN domain registrar that is like a ground up rethinking of how a registrar should work. And that project was started before even Handshake, I think, existed. It's been in the works at Namecheap for years. And so it is not a replacement for Namecheap, but a new, all new registrar. And I believe you'll be able to like move domains instantly between them, or maybe even access your domains at both registrars. But yeah, it will also sell Handshake SLDs just like Namecheap does. And then we'll have nothing is concrete, but there's some interesting like opportunities for integrating Handshake into Spaceship, like just being able to like launch a Handshake site using like regular hosting tools like easily, and using Handshake for authenticating into the site. There's a number of opportunities, but it's not connected to Namebase or Handshake.
Okay, that's clear. Thanks. And my second one is, I mean, I think some people were hoping that the DSLDs that would be on like some kind of I know it doesn't exist, but like a layer two of HNS's blockchain. And I think there was even discussion, or there's still possibility to do something like that. I mean, at all, or
That's a big question. I mean, it's been something I've been interested in for a long time. There's been a number of proposals. Luke Burns had a proposal where it just the SLDs are just names on Handshake, basically. And Matthew Zipkin has a proposal where TLDs would store like a mini blockchain, basically, of SLDs. And just say, I would be interested in any of those coming to fruition. I think in order to make those viable, I think some like fork, whether soft or hard fork changes might have to be made. And I would just say that in general, like from my perspective is that getting the SLDs on blockchain is the important part. And once that data is there, especially on a layer two where it's really cheap, there is always the potential to move it, you know. So if optimism doesn't work out, and we want, you know, at the scale that Richard thinks about and the scale of the internet, you know, there's a good argument to have our own chain or second chain for Handshake SLDs. So if that day comes, then the, you know, moving the DSLDs to something that's better integrated with the actual Handshake chain is totally a possibility. It's just, you know, right now we did them on a blockchain with keys that protect them. And from there, it's just data, totally transparent data that you move around. So that's what's important to me, that it's open and transparent, and that TLDs can be, or the SLDs can be self-custodied, and from there, if there's a capable solution, I'm all for it. And I'll add that, like, that's one reason why I don't think I personally would not encourage people to use the like forever burn address, and I don't think that will encourage it for our solution, at least not until things are a little more solidified, I guess. You know, I think it's kind of neat to like have a forever domain, but you know, if you have like a really valuable TLD that you want to build a huge community around, you don't want to make the mistake of locking it to a single contract forever. So my hope is that we can possibly address this on the Handshake side. Like, we can give people like a long time lock that can be extended. There's, or that, you know, the a second chain becomes viable, or some other solution. So
interesting. All right. So just to recap, forever meaning like lifetime SLDs. So you don't. Because then the contract couldn't change, so the name couldn't move to, say, a new blockchain solution. Is that, I'm hoping I'm interpreting that correctly. So if it's like a renewal SLD solution, it's possible to move from one blockchain to another. So if there is a layer two or a SLD solution on Handshake, could move back from, say, Optimism or Polygon or Ethereum back to Handshake. It's kind of what you mean.
In theory, if we don't lock things, and my proposal is to keep stuff in a multi-sig. If we don't lock it forever, and an SLD solution on chain, a Handshake solution comes about, then yeah, we could migrate to that, and potentially. I mean, I don't think it. I don't want to lock to an L2. I'll say that. Like, I think it's pretty safe to lock to the main Ethereum chain. So I'm not. I think that's pretty safe, and like the contracts are going to be fine. They're upgradable. They are basically ENS. So it's going to be fine, but. I just see it more of as why burn it forever when that's not really how that's not what anybody really wants. It's kind of more of a necessity because of the bridging situation.
Understand. So then, sorry, I'm just not as technical, so maybe others could help learn from my interpretation. But they, so by sending it to like a burn address, like, you know, like impervious, that's locked forever in Ethereum layer one. But you're saying, yeah, I think most would agree Ethereum layer one is pretty stable long term. But you're saying use like a multi-sig to control the TLD, if it's, which then could move the SLDs or whatever, the smart contract could be moved to another blockchain or another layer two, or could change later. But if it's at a burn address, like a forever address, it can't be moved. So you're, so like with this optimism, it would be a multi-sig. And then if you want to move it to another blockchain solution later, those multi-sig owners could then approve it, right? That's kind of what,
right
how I'm interpreting it.
Yeah, you could upgrade, change to a different like registry basically. Yeah, down the road.
Okay, that's cool. Well, I really appreciate this. I think that's the main points that I can think of. Or is there other questions or points you want to bring up for these updates?
I think I'm done.
All right. Thanks so much. I don't see anybody raising hands, but I really appreciate it. I think this helps a lot of people understand more the direction. So thank you. And it's great to see the, you know, I know it's been rough. I mean, any kind of a transition with the acquisition of Namebase and the developer, I know there's a lot of impatient, but I'm happy to see the progress and the updates. And, you know, Handshake success is very much reliant on Namebase's success. So thanks for that.
Yeah, we're happy to make some progress.
Okay, so next on my agenda, I've been trying to put some tweets in the thread, but I want to kind of just shout out different promotions or products that I'm seeing coming out. I'm trying to not pick favorites. You know, people think I pick favorites, but I'm trying to be as inclusive as I can. So Neto, I hope I pronounced correctly. He's got a couple different things to update. One, I want to kind of spotlight, and I'm going to try to share this in the reason I'm looking to share this into the space. He has a promotion. I think it's a creative idea. He says, if you buy a .reach, one of his TLDs on Porkbun, I'm sharing it now, he will do a giveaway of WP SEO TLD. So you just register a .reach before Friday, December 23rd to participate. I just grabbed one right before this space. I got social.reach, $3.40, which is extremely low price. And you know, I try my best to buy SLDs to support the community anyway. And, you know, these competitions are a good way. So I would definitely say if, you know, it's, I think, renewal is $4.50. So it's like a dollar less for register. But if you want to get into that competition as well as just support another community member, That is a cool idea. Since I'm talking about Alex, he also shared to me a new app he made for iPhone users. I'm scrolling. I will share it in space. It's called HNS Switch. It's a app for your iPhone that lets you quickly convert the HNS price to different currencies. So if you're listening to this or watching this live, you should see these popping up on the feed of the Twitter space. So that's another shout out. I don't know if Alex would like to share or anyone else would like to share about those updates or our news. Okay, we can go fast with these. Another one is just in the last few hours, Eskimo or e.skimo is released. I'm going to share it first. I'll share the link in the space. You should see it on your feed in the space. He's always building stuff for Handshake. We really appreciate you. I don't know if you're here, you can raise your hand and share it yourself. But he put together a HNS DNS over HTTPS resolver on the App Store because he's having issues finding with Beacon and not being able to open it. So, okay, great. Even Michael Seiger seems to have used it. I'm seeing on your comments, which is great. So, Eskimo, do you want to come up and share about this product or anything else? I guess Ashton will come on stage, but, you know, thank you for what you're doing for the community. We all notice and appreciate it. So that's some news. You know, we can go fast with these. I'm just trying to find a little bit of updates in the community and hope my app, hope my iPhone or app, my Android app doesn't crash while I'm doing this. Okay, so that one and that one. Another one I forgot to mention, Stargaze. So Stargaze is a blockchain in the Cosmos ecosystem. I know like Chango's pretty influential in that ecosystem and many others here are. So they just came out with their own naming solution on like ENS domains in Ethereum. And it's still in like closed beta, I would call it. I think it will go live, public live on Christmas Eve, but it's stargaze.zone/names. And this is issuing .stars domains. And I believe, I can't verify it, but I believe there was a transaction of the .stars owner, original owner, or went to Stargaze, and Stargaze now owns the .stars on Handshake. So it's really happy to hear that. There's blog posts they've been sharing, and they put the Handshake logo on their landing page, but they are selling SLDs. I bought a few myself. I got early access. Angry Mouse got me a whitelist. So it's actually pretty affordable. I think you have to use the Stars token, which is their own coin, to register. And it's, depending on the length, it's similar to ENS domains. Three L is the lowest, the shortest domain you can get, and that's 5,000 stars. And four letters are 500 stars, and five letter and above are only 50 stars, which I think that's around 2 cents, similar to HNS price right now. So it's very, a very low price. And that would be your address in the Cosmos ecosystem, as well as could resolve in...
Hey, everybody. It's Anne. Audio is still okay. Can you hear Mike? Please hit the heart again. I don't hear him. Okay, cool. Thanks. Hey, everybody. It seems kind of buggy. Alex, can you say a few words?
Can you hear me?
All right, great. Okay, thanks, guys. Thanks for bearing with me, with us. Yeah. So we have Alex to share some words at the moment. Yeah, please go ahead. Thank you.
Thanks. Yeah, so some technical issues are happening for some reason. But yeah, just wanted to share a little bit about the app I built. I don't know if everybody knows or not, but I joined the Namebase team as a product designer a couple of months ago. And I'm the only designer. And I've been trying to learn how to code, so that I can keep up with the team. You know, Stefan and Halsey are pretty good coders. And yeah, I decided to learn by doing and build my own app, which is HNS Switch. And my main motivation for this was actually the auctions that you guys throw, the Flamingo auctions. And there's not really a fast way to convert Euro to HNS. So yeah, I decided to make this idea and create a small, simple app to make the conversion live. And yeah, it's been going pretty well. 55 downloads so far, which is cool. And I'm currently working on the second version for it, which will include not only a dark theme, but also the ability to convert two currencies at the same time. So let's say you want to know the price of HNS, but right now as it stands, you need to convert euro or dollar into Bitcoin and then buy HNS with Bitcoin. So it will automatically convert euro to Bitcoin and then tell you the price in HNS. So that's my next project for January, I guess. And yeah, that's about it. And also I've been doing a lot of projects with Namebase, as Aaron mentioned, and it's going pretty well. So yeah, this will not only help myself to learn how to communicate better with developers, but also hopefully help community members to quickly convert their local currency into HNS with the switch of a button. Hence the name HNS Switch. That's it, basically.
Good. Thanks, Alex. All right, so there are a lot of exciting things coming 2023. And so, by the way, for anybody who don't know me yet, my name is Anne, so dot Anne. And anyone here want to share their thoughts while we wait for Mike to come on? Okay, so Mike is having some tech issues. As always, everybody is welcome to speak on stage. I also just want to inform everyone that we're going to have the next Flamingo Handshake Auction this coming January 4th. Yes. And also, we already have the HandyCon 3 or 2023 website up. You could check out the Twitter account of HandyCon. So we already have a blog posted. And anything else that I'm missing? So I believe Mike already covered everything. If you have any questions for other community members, yeah, you could raise your hand and I'll invite you on stage. I know it's pretty late for some of you here. Thanks for coming. All right. So I guess everybody is all set up. Oh, Alex, please go ahead. Is there anything you want to share more?
Yeah, I just forgot to mention a quick detail. We're going to be launching for Google Play as well, but we're basically waiting for Google to accept. But yeah, I know I spoke to Michael yesterday about this, and Michael and a lot of other users, potential users, have Android. So yeah, I'm gonna do it on that. And also Eskimo suggested earlier today to probably do a Siri collaboration, so I might be doing that soon as well. So thanks for the suggestion. And yeah, that was basically what I was gonna say. And I see that Mike is already on stage, so Mike, please go ahead and take it away. Thank you, guys.
Seems Mike cannot unmute. All right, any last words, Mike? I could read it aloud for everybody. He can hear us though, so my apologies if Twitter space is buggy this time. Yeah. So yeah, I guess we're all covered. If I missed anything, you're very much welcome to comment on this Twitter space tweet, or you can always DM Mike and I. And yeah, earlier actually I was thinking of I should get my first iPhone, yeah, to test the app. But yeah, I'll wait for the Google Play update. Okay, so thank you everybody for joining our last Handshake Mastermind Twitter space. We're very much excited to see what's coming for next year. And you could always message us if you want to come on stage and share your thoughts or opinion next time. Yeah, you can do it actually earlier. And also, yes, submissions for the next Handshake auction is open. Also, there are some community members who are very, very much willing to do some giveaways, like Alex, for example, is doing one right now. Yeah, so there's more to expect in the coming months. So please check out the website for HandyCon 2023, handycon.xyz. Thank you, Erwin, for also, yeah, and also Stephen for getting our Web2 domain equivalent. Yeah, anything else? Yeah, so again, happy holidays, everybody, and keep safe. Enjoy the rest of 2022. Thank you.